Hey, Marquise, I know you've probably spent a lot of time dispelling being a track guy playing football, so maybe explain why you're a football guy that just happens to run track.
I'm a football guy that just happens to run track because I just got drafted to the Buffalo Bills. And, first of all, giving all honors to God for the opportunity, my school and everybody. But I don't think if I was strictly a track guy trying to play football, that I would have been drafted, especially in this round with my numbers that I had. So, you know, obviously somebody thought enough to invest in me because they saw me as a football player.
What do you think kept you from getting maybe more opportunity at Texas?
It could be a number of things. You know, I'm not one to finger point or point at anybody's fault. You know, like I said, it could be a number of things. It is what it is, but at the end of the day, I'm now Buffalo Bill, and, you know, just excited right now.
When you look at your measurables, I mean, they compare, combine-wise, to Tavon Austin. Do you almost envy the opportunities that he had at West Virginia?
No, definitely not envious whatsoever. You know, I'm a real Christian guy, and in the Bible, you know, envy is a sin, and I try my best not to sin as much as I can. I really don't look at Tavon Austin and look at myself and try to compare both he and I, because we're two different individuals. We definitely have two different opportunities. And so, with that being said, yeah, I definitely don't envy what he had. You know, I'm really happy for him, actually.
Do you think people underestimate your strength because of your size? I mean, I know, didn't you get a blocking award down there?
Yes, sir, I did. People definitely underestimate me as a complete football player, really. They just think I'm just some fast guy that went to the Olympics, and that's definitely not the case.
So you feel you're pretty polished?
Yes, sir, I do. With my coach there, Wide, he came in and implemented lots of drills and things to help me get better day in and day out. So I feel like I'm really polished.
What do you think you spent the most time refining over the past calendar year in terms of your receiving talents?
Running routes and just being able to finish through games, really. It was a question whether I could run routes rather than running in a straight line, and little did people know. I mean, yeah, I ran vertical. Really, I ran a lot more routes with cuts more than I did vertical. So for people to be skeptical about if I could be a polished route runner was totally – It was totally over my head, but, I'm glad for the opportunity that I have now, so it's all good now.
Can you break down the places you lined up and maybe where you spent most of your time in the formations in the Texas offense?
Yeah, I spent most of my time playing Z. My junior year, I played slot a little bit, but for the most part, I was, out on the backside of the play. Just waiting for my opportunity.
What do you think you need to work on at the next level?
Man, just being, helping my team win. Go up to Buffalo and just do whatever I can to help the team win. Really what I need to work on, I'd say being able to just be durable through the whole season. I made it through the season without any serious injuries. Well, my whole career at Texas, and so, but just finishing through a whole game, playing 60, 70 snaps, and, just being available.
I know you have kick return experience. Did you do any gunner there?
Man, I did it all since I've been at Texas, so I'm looking forward to do whatever I need to do to help the team.
Marquise, they timed you at 4.27 at the combine. What is your fastest 40?
Official or hand time?
Either one.
I was told that I was clocked at 4.17 and 4.19, so, I guess you could say that those are my fastest times.
So were those hand times at a pro day?
No, it was at the combine.
At the combine.
Yeah.